Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to crazy. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject. If you lost your underwear, please call me. Excuse me, I can't hear you. Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I've come in the house before with the drawers just on one leg, but below my knee, and all the drawers was in one pants leg.
All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, here we go. I am a married man that drives part-time as a Lyft/Uber driver for extra income for my family.
No, you ain't both now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you can do both.
I thought you can do both.
You can do both.
Let's just pick one.
Well, he's both, okay?
Yeah, you can do both.
Anyway, he part-time drives for Lyft and Uber for extra income for his family. So last week, he got on late.
So if I get an Uber and I don't like my drive and I call Lyft and hear his ass come back around the corner, what I'm both.
Let me get through this letter, honey. All right, last week, I got home late one evening after working my part-time job, and I decided to take my wife and 2-year-old out to dinner. As my wife was securing our child in the car seat, she yelled out, "What the heck is this?"
The letter says, "What the hell is this?"
That's what it says. I immediately turned around in my seat, and I see my wife pinching a huge pair of ladies' panties by the corners. Not only were there some random panties on my back seat, they were several sizes larger than what my wife wears. My wife was yelling and screaming, accusing me of messing around with the big girl in the back seat of our car. First off, let me say that I don't have anything against full-figured women, but that's not my thing. And secondly, by the size of those panties, there is no way I could have been getting it on in the back seat of my compact car with a girl that size. My wife refuses to believe that a random Uber Lyft passenger would mistakenly leave her panties behind in my car. And now, whenever I'm out working as a driver, my wife keeps close tabs on me, and it's wearing me down. If there is a big girl missing some panties, please come forth so my wife can get off my back. What should I do? How can I get my wife to chill? Please help. Well, first of all, if someone left their panties in your back seat, they're not going to call you. They're not going to do any of that, especially, you know, to get you out of trouble. If anything, they left them to get you in some trouble, all right, but not to get you out of trouble. And how do you get your wife to chill? Well, that's a big one. Please help, you say. I just got to ask you, are you for real with this letter? I can't even believe that this really happened. And as a wife myself, do you honestly know how hard this is for a wife to believe she finds some panties on your backseat? Yes, she's going to react just like your wife did. Just like your wife did. Yelling, screaming, going in, all of that. Hollering, everything. Forget taking them out to dinner because she's probably not going to want to go. Now she's so mad. Panties in the back seat. It's just too hard to believe, you know. It's just wrong on so many levels. So from now on, you have to check your seat every time a passenger gets out. That's for the future. But you're in it now. You're going to have to bank on every good and wonderful thing you've ever done for your wife as a husband. I mean, you know, the fact that you're a good dad, you've got to win her over again. You've got to make her believe that you're telling the truth. How are you going to do that? I don't know. But she has to know that there's some good in you, or else she wouldn't still be married to you, and you wouldn't be, you know. You got to tell her, for instance, that remind her that you're a good man, that she's married to a good man. You're holding down two jobs. All right, so you can take care of your wife and child. You're making time for them, even after your second job. You're taking them out to dinner, not just your wife, but your child. You're a family man. You got to remind her of all that stuff. And hopefully, maybe, I don't know, that'll explain away or win some of the trust back for those big panties that were left in your back seat. But good luck, though. Good luck, because I don't know. It's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot. This is hard, and this is not even your fault. You're a victim of circumstance here. I feel for you, my brother, Steve.
I don't know how to approach this letter, poor guy, Lyft, Uber driver, trying to hustle up extra money for his family. Got in late one evening from your job, and you're going to take your wife and your two-year-old out to dinner. And your wife was back there putting the baby in the car seat. She said, "What the hell is this?" And what happened? I immediately turned around in my seat and see my wife pinching a huge pair of ladies' panties by the corners. Not only were some random panties in my backseat, they were several sizes larger than what my wife wear. All right, now we got a problem. So now she's accusing you of messing around with somebody in the backseat. Now, he wants to clarify that he don't have nothing against full-figured women, but that's not my thing. And secondly, by the size of them drawers, there's no way I could have been getting it on in the back seat of a compact car with a girl that size. Well, let's talk about these drawers for a minute, because this could be you out. See, the thing that got you in is the same thing that can get you out.
Oh.
See, you let her bring a false accusation against you that you had something to do with them draws. Now, they was draws when she was picking them up. But when you turned around, your identification of them could have been anything but draws. And had you went with what it looked like as opposed to what they was, you could have got your ass out this situation early. Them ain't panties, that's a car cover.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Create.
Baby, them ain't panties I took the kids camping. That's a tent. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? You got to throw them off. Because if they that big, you got to go with that. That's not, baby, you don't recognize them. That's our comforter. You got to come up with real big stuff because you need a minute. King Kong jumped in the car and tried to hijack you while you was driving. And King Kong had on drawers. And when he jumped out the car, damn it, his drawers got caught on the seatbelt. Them King Kong.
Got to say something.
It's a ship sale. That's what it is.
That's all it is. Why is you talking to me right there? And depends on what color they are. They could be a country.
Excuse me?
Depending on what color they is. They like if they was green with a little yellow on them and some black, there's Jamaica. That could have been a Jamaican
baby.
Flag.
That's all it was.
Could have been a flag. You got to get this off you. It's nothing new.
All right, look, we're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour, and hopefully he'll
part
come up with something
be
better than that.
That's all we got.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, here's the second part of this letter, which is more
thinking of some more flags. What
it ain't
doing?
Really nothing we could do about this letter. You got busted, dog. This big girl been in the back seat, and it wasn't yours. And I believe you.
I do, too.
I really believe you, but she don't. And your problem ain't us, though. See, we believe you.
Every man believe you.
Hell yeah. But you in here, you know, you got to come up with something else, man.
Yeah.
Because this ain't working.
Mm-mm. I believe him. I don't know if I were his wife.
Or let's just go with something, you know, hey, look, you an Uber driver. You went on a call. It was her cousin. You know how big your cousin is. And she sat in the back seat just talking, and I heard a tear when she got out. And next thing I know, you pulling her drawers out. Ask your cousin.
Yeah, what? That ain't nothing but fabric for a suit I'm getting made. Get out of here.
That's all that is, baby.
That's all that is. Ain't nothing.
What you want?
It's got to be something big. That's
yeah, that's a comforter I'm getting made. Girl, please, stop tripping.
They actually my drawers, to be honest.
Yeah.
Is this a reenactment with everyone?
Yeah.
Everybody get in on this.
See?
Just everybody. Because every man know how to cover this. Every man.
Them is my mama's drawers.
Girl, them curtains for the house. I'm going to get them made in the curtains. I just want to see if you like them. Stop.
What is this?
Oh, that tablecloth? Girl.
That's what you mad about?
Must be crazy.
The ridiculousness of it all.
Put that down. That's my car cover when I park.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm having the house fumigated. They're going to cover the whole house. Stop
acting.
You need to quit.
Why did she pick them up, though? You're so
baby,
silly.
Them ain't no draw. Put that down. You don't see that? That's a rug. Leave that down.
Yeah.
That's a runner. I was going to put that in the hallway where the bathroom at.
Flow mats, baby. Them flow mats. What's wrong?
Oh, great. You didn't
trip all the time.
You didn't spoil it now. We was going on a picnic. We was going to sit on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Now you didn't yeah. you didn't find out.
So much for surprising you.
What you digging all down in them cracks for? Now you done pulled the carpet up out the trunk.
God, look at you.
What you digging down in that damn fall.
Quit.
None of these are working, just to let you know.
You gotta
they
do
will
something,
work.
Though.
You gotta say something.
None of them.
I'll tell you what. They sound good, though, still sure.
I know.
Every man went, ooh, I'm going to use that. Yeah. Every man ooh, I'm using this.
I'm right. Every man is within the sound of our voices right now.
What the hell is
baby, that? Baby, them ain't no draws. That's my niece's jumper.
Put that back.
Girl, that's a hammock for the backyard. Now stop acting like that.
Yeah.
Quit it.
We live in an apartment.
That's role play, baby. I'm putting them on for you. That's what this is.
Will you take them and cover the baby since you strapping them in?
Them ain't draws. That's a robe. Put that down.
Girl, we're going to put that across the backyard so we can't see the neighbor when he's naked. Stop acting like that. Quit it.
You're so silly.
Is the stick back there? Because it go with the kite.
Panic kites.
Girl, I'm Panic making kites. A blimp in the basement. Now stop acting like that. Just quit it.
You're so silly.
You say something. You can't just let him sit back there.
You can't let him sit back there.
I can't buy you nothing without you spoiling it all. This is just...
Yeah.
What?
Girl, I'm finna cut them up and make napkins. Now stop it. Just stop it.
I don't know what you're doing.
Any napkins, baby.
Don't cut these up, make napkins.
We was, that was the winning select. Them is the choir robes.
That's all it is. That's the fabric for the choir
That's
robes.
The one we picked.
Panty robes, baby.
Panty robes.
Baby, why is you tripping? That is the backdrop for my canvas. I'm painting on them.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want to go wind sailing? Like, okay, well, that's out then.
It's out there.
It's out. It's out. Yeah. What's going?
Try to introduce you to new things.
Yeah. Now you don't want them.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to try nothing new. Oh, so all them parachute lessons was for nothing.
That back window is broke. That's why them drawers was there. They was covering up that part.
Yeah.
Baby, why is you tripping?
You ever hear people say put some drawers on that window? That's what that is.
Oh, that's
where that came from.
That's where that came from. Put some drawers on that window.
I'm out.
Didn't you tell me you wanted to go skydiving? So now we ain't going?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
Mm. I'm making a hot air balloon that look like underwear. And stop. Now stop it. Just quit.
So silly.
Can't do nothing for you.
So unappreciative.
Our son wanted to be a superhero. He panty man. The hell, panty bro? Man.
Let the boy be panty
Let
man.
Let the boy be panty man.
Trying to work on the boy cape, baby. Let me put the boy cape together.
He said, Daddy, I want to be Panty Man. There he is.
Here I come to save the day.
Panty Man. Really, guys? Really?
We're going to watch a movie in the backyard, but now it's done. I'm not doing it now. Not going to happen.
Steve, you're awfully quiet. I know what
that
means.
I'm done all mine. I'm done all mine. I ain't got no more houses.
Your sister's wedding fabric. Now you unhappy. Okay, I see where you're going.
Surprised you didn't say it was a christening outfit, anything. All right, listen, we got to get out of here, you crazy guys. You can
I got one last one.
Okay, come on. Hurry up.
Them ain't panties, baby. That's wrapping paper. Them is for kids.
I knew it. I knew you had more. I knew
can't
you did.
Can't surprise you with nothing.
I can't tell every time I heard that, Shirley.
All right, listen, hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.